Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Dorothy Graham got in touch on this episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, Dorothy says she's just looking at your numbers for Comrades. In 2013, she did the uprun. She finished the race distance-wise, but was just outside the 12-hour cutoff. And she swore, like every single one of us, she'd never run it again. But she's back in 2015. She'll be 60 this year. Her marathon time, I'm not sure if this is a typo or if it's four hours, 1 minute, or 4 hours, 10 minutes. She says she ran 323 kilometers in January, and she's running a marathon this week. She also cross-trains with spinning and swimming, does hills, but very little speed work, just can't get any quicker. She's also read an article which says if she didn't finish, she's under-trained. Don't blame the heat, which in 2013 was very hot. She ran 1,200 Ks from January to race day in 2013. Last year, she ran a total of 3,207 kilometers in the year, so she's got plenty of miles on her legs. Is she over-training? She'd love to run under 11 hours this year. She's also running two oceans. Any advice would be welcome.
Okay, Dorothy, so I certainly think we can throw out that you undertrained, and the 2013 was exceptionally hot, but it wasn't just the hot, it was also the Bergwind that made it particularly difficult. So look, at a comrade's time, even though you are 60, a comrade's time, a marathon time of 4 hours, just over 4 hours, really does mean that you should be comfortably going under 11 hours. Now, the up run in particular poses a huge challenge as we get older, because we do lose our strength. And even though there are a lot of ups in the down comrades, the second half of the down comrades has a lot of downhill. So it is more forgiving, particularly as we get older. So you do have that unique challenge, that it is again an up run. But where it should be a lot better is that it shouldn't be anywhere near as difficult in terms of conditions as the 2013 uprun. Your marathon time is definitely fast enough. You've definitely got enough training in your legs. You are going to struggle to get much quicker. You know, again, as we age, we do get slower. So through a particular season, of course, we can get a little bit quicker. But you will year on year tend to get slower rather than faster from now on in. But Comrades isn't really about speed. It's just about being able to keep up that steady pace for a much longer period of time. Looking at all your metrics, even taking into account that it was an uprun, that you were 58, that the conditions were horrendous. If I look at your metrics in terms of your marathon time and the amount of training you do, you should still have finished that race. So that tells me that there's probably a flaw in your pacing strategy on race day rather than on training, and that it's quite possible that you are going out way too hot. I mean, your predicted time, if that's not a typo and you're a four hour and 1 minute marathon, your predicted finishing time is about 10 hours. So, you know, if we allow for the fact that you are 60 years old, you should still be finishing Comrades between 10:40 and 11 hours. But if you are screaming out of there, you know, aiming to go well under 10 or to put time in the bag, or particularly in conditions as harsh as last year, then instead of being able to run at your normal pace, which you should be able to maintain fairly comfortably at 6.5 minutes a K, you're going to be down to 9, 9.5, 10 minutes a K, because you just will not be able to go because you would have used up everything. So I think your training is fine. I'm happy with that. The two areas I would then now look at is how is your nutrition on race day and what is your race plan.
Awesome stuff. Thanks, Lindsay, and thank you for being in touch. Dorothy, good luck with the rest of your build-up. If you've got any more questions, just get over to AskCoachPerry.com. You can submit them there. And, yeah, we look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, from the pair of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.